Good morning, everyone. Again, I know I introduced Rabbi Kramer this morning, but I want to reiterate it. We didn't just say we're honored to have him here in our yeshiva. I mentioned one of his son who's here in the Beis Medrash, but really there are many talmidim from Roslyn, New York, the high school Beis Medrash there, and really it's good to have. As you'll hear from him in a few minutes now, please give your covered and attention to Rabbi Tzvi Kramer.
Thank you, Rabbi. So, I wasn't exactly clear. Is this a schmooze? This is supposed to be a schmooze, right? Not a story. Stories better, right? Stories. They say stories. But I thought it was a schmooze, but you guys say stories, so I guess we'll say stories, aren't you? Okay. The truth is, it's a story that most of us are familiar with, part of the story, but the Medrash, some of the Midrashim, Yalkut Shimoni, Medrash Rabbah, bring down a very interesting part of a famous story that I'm sure many of you never heard. We all know the story of the Akedah, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak. He took his most beloved son, only son from his wife Sarah, and he brought him to an Akedah. After the Akedah, it says, Vayoshev Avram on the Arab, Avram went back, Vayech Yaakov Beersheva, Vayeshev Avram Beersheva. And it says that Avram went back. So the Mefarshim asked, what happened to Yitzchak? We know he made it through the Akedah. He did not. The Akedah wasn't carried out. So what happened to Yitzchak? So the Medrash tells us a fascinating story. The Medrash says like this. Kachnos binchas yichidcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu and tells him, take your son, yichidcha, your only son, your most beloved son, and bring him. You're going to bring him as a carbon up in the har. Yoma Avram Belibo. Avram tells himself, I got a serious problem. Very nice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to me. I'm supposed to bring my son as a carbon. I am masking. Hineni, I'm here, I'm ready to do it. There's only one problem. I have a wife. Most of you here are not married. You don't understand what it means. You have mothers. You understand. What's my wife going to say? My wife's Sarah. Not just me. How am I going to deal with my wife? How am I going to take Yitzchak and bring him to Nageda? What's she going to do? So Yom Avram Belibo, Eich Esel Ahafres Benini Sarah. How am I going to separate my son from Sarah? See, he was clearing, he was thinking about it, he worked on it the whole night. What should I do? What am I going to tell my wife? I'm just going to take him away? I can't just take my son. She's not going to let him go. He came up with a brilliant idea. He says the following. Yashem Lefei Sarah, he came to Sarah, by Dabar Eilad, he said the following. B'neinu Yitzchak, our dear son Yitzchak, Godal, he's already a big person. As we know, he was 37 years old. V'lomar Avodas Hashem, he did not complete learning his Torah. V'lomar Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Nebuchai tells us, Yitzchak started learning when he was 2 years old. Avram brought him to yeshiva when he was 2 years old, he started learning with him. Here he's 37 years old, so 35 years, something he was learning something. But he wasn't complete, he wasn't complete in his Torah. So Avram says, you know what I'm going to do? Listen, sir, we have a problem. Our son is 37 years old, we're going to take him to yeshiva. Is yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber? Shem Ve'Eber had a yeshiva. We're going to take Yitzchak to yeshiva. He's going to go off. Seems like the Medrash that the yeshiva perhaps was far away somewhere. Wasn't where near where Sarah lived. I'm not so sure if it was as far as New York, Florida, places. I don't know how this. I said places. You guys understand Yiddish? Places. You know what that means, right? No. Yes. All right. If I slip, you'll correct me. All right. If I stay, you're very good. Not only that, we have a smile out of those that work. Okay, so I don't know how far it was exactly, but if you got to take Yitzchak, it sounds like there was a dormitory there. Hashem Ve'ever, he's going to live. Hashem Ve'ever in the yeshiva. And he tells Sarah, listen, I'm going to take our son and I'm going to bring him to the yeshiva because he's got to learn. So the Medrash says, Matome Sarah, and Sarah responded, Tov Dibarto, he's saying very good. He's saying good. He's got to learn Torah. But Al Tirchat Yespini Me'olai V'Yoshev Shom Yom Rabim, make sure he comes back. Ben Azmanim, he should come home. He's going to go away for forever. You shouldn't stay for so long. Ki Nafshi Kishur B'Nafsho, this is my only son. We all know what Sarah went through before she had this dear son Yitzchak. And Azah's son, what a son. Such an amazing Yitzchak. And she went through so much tzar, all those years being mispalo. She doesn't want him to leave forever. Nafshi kishur v'nafshi ba'od. But Yom Avram El Sarai, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do imanu tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good with us. Vatikach Sarai is Yitzchak. So Sarai goes, she takes Yitzchak b'no. Vayolin osaha laila. She was kissing him. She was hugging him. The whole night she was with him. How can I separate myself from you? You're going off to yeshiva. In those days, who knows if I'll ever see you again? How can I separate? She kissed him again. She hugged him some more. She was crying. So difficult for a mother to be parah, to be separated from her son. The Medrash continues. They came out. They got ready. They're about to leave. Hashkeu mayim. She says, make sure to take water. When you go into the yeshiva there, make sure you don't stay out in the sun. They just talk like Florida, it's a strong sun there. Don't stay out in the sun too much. Take care of yourself. Make sure you stay healthy. Don't go on the road by yourself. She's concerned. This is her only son. But take old sorrow, and she's crying more. Now finally the time comes. He's a mamish about to leave. And she got dressed in her nicest clothing. And she came and she dressed her son. She gave him fancy clothing. And she gave him some jewelry. And she gave him food for the way. You can just imagine the emotions that this woman was going through the Mesirus Nefesh. But she has no problem. As she told Abraham, Tov Dibarto, you're saying, I agree with you 100%. He has to go to yeshiva. And in fact, Abraham, this was really a ruse. This was really somewhat of a trick. And Abraham went and took Yitzchak to the Akedah. That's the reason the Medrash says, at the end of the story, after the Akedah didn't happen, after Yitzchak came out alive, says the Medrash, the Pasuk says, by Yeshem Abraham Be'er Sheva. Abraham went back. What happened to Yitzchak? Yitzchak Tati went to Yeshiva Shein Ve'Ever. Yitzchak went for 3 years. He went to the yeshiva to learn, like he told his mother he was going to do. He didn't want to be alive. Imagine Yitzchak Avinu. I don't think we can imagine Yitzchak Avinu. I don't think we can imagine how amazing a human being, a Yulud Isha, a person who was created, who came from the womb of another person, how a person could reach the heights that Yitzchak did. Yitzchak was the Ola Tamima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, don't leave Eretz Yisrael, because you are totally Kedusha, you're totally holy. This Yitzchak, with all of his holiness, and with all of his understanding of the Torah, how am I going to get this Yitzchak, says Abraham, away from this woman? She's not going to give him up. So what am I going to do? Oh, he came up with a Gevalig idea. My dear Sarah, my wife, all she wants is that her son should be a Talmud Chacham. All she wants is that her son should be the biggest God of the Torah possible. That's all she wants. So I'll use that. And I'll tell her, you know what? I'm going to take it to yeshiva. And she'll agree. Tov dibarta Avram. You're saying very good. That's exactly what I agree. Even though it was so hard for her. And she's crying. And she keeps telling him, take care of yourself. And the whole night she's crying. And she's preparing food for him. And she's preparing dress for him. And take care of yourself. All of the emotions that a mother feels, plus magnified many times, because this is Sarah, and this is her only son, who she cried over for so many years. But it's all worth it, because my son should become a Talmid Chacham. Nu, I ask you, do you think if Yitzchak would have stayed in his home by Abraham, he would have been a Talmid Chacham? He would have been a God of the Torah. He wouldn't have been the God of Adar. He wouldn't have been Yitzchak Avinu. He wouldn't have been the one that would respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the schus of Yitzchak and schus of Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu schus of the Atfilos. He wouldn't be that person. He needed now, when he was 37 years old, when he knew everything, he needed now to go learn by Shein Ve'Iver. What's he going to gain by Shein Ve'Iver? Is it so important? No, let him learn at home. What do you think? He didn't learn by Avraham Avinu? The Medrash Yafet Shmoni says Avraham Avinu gave Kol HaTorah Kula to his son Yitzchak. Everything. So what's he gaining? What's this extra business going to Shein Ve'Iver? So much so that a mother who's crying so emotional over her dear son, she's willing to give it all up. And this is the trick that Avraham knew was going to work. He knew this was going to work. How to check it? For what? To go learn what Shein Ve'Iver, what they had better food. The food over here is good. The food is good. The food is good. But place in your kitchen is not too good. Not so much food. The food is better by Shein Ve'Iver. What are we going to Shein Ve'Iver for? Because over there you can learn Torah. And there's not learning Torah over here. What's better by Shein Ve'Iver? So the Mefarshim explain, by Shein Ve'Iver, Mipnei Shehayu Sham, Har Bechaverim. You know what was doing by Shein Ve'Iver? There's a big yeshiva. There's a yeshiva going on. There's chevra. So therefore what? V'haya emil adaber. Yitzchak. He had somebody to talk to. He could talk to him in learning. What do you mean? He couldn't talk to Avraham in learning. Avraham Avinu knew better and more, much more than all the Talmidim in Shein Ve'Iver. Before I should explain, ki chaverim mechadidim zeh zeh b'torah. Friends, people who are on the same level, friends who you talk to in learning, they sharpen each other. When you say a svara, when your friend asks a kasha in class, your rebbe's teaching kosher, somebody asks a kasha, and someone from the back screams out an answer, and another guy on the side screams out a question on his answer. And when you're arguing with each other, you sharpen each other. As the Rav explains to Pirkei Avos, this chidud, this sharpening, that brings emes. That brings the truth. Yitzchak Avinu, with all of his amazing understanding of the entire Torah, he had the greatest Rebbe Shaykh, Avraham Avinu, his father. With all of that, it was kedai to go to Yeshiva Shein Ve'Iver. And for a mother to go through so much tzar and so much difficulty and crying the whole night, sorry, Menu. It was kedai all of that because Mechadid and Zeh is there. He'll have chevra. He'll have people to talk to and learning. They'll sharpen each other. He'll say a svara. His chavrus will say, you know what you're talking about. That's not pshat. This is pshat. And he'll say like that. They'll go to the next guy. What are you talking about? That's not pshat. And they'll have a bachartu shatara. They'll argue. That arguing, that debating, that sharpening of each other's skills, that's what brings a person to MS. And that's what even a Yitzchak, with all of his understanding, he needed that. You know, you see something even more, baby. At the end of the day, when Yitzchak came out of the arcade alive, so where did he go? He talked away and did that. He talked away and spent 3 years by Shein Ve'Iver. He wasn't going to give that up. His father said, It's mechayim zeh zeh. It's good to have chevra. You talk away. Even Yitzchak, who went through the akedah, Yitzchak Avinu, who went through the akedah, this is the same Yitzchak that we mispalo every year on Rosh Hashanah, on Kippur, we mispalo on Rosh Baruch, and the schus of Yitzchak, the schus of Abraham Yitzchak, who went through the akedah, please help us. This great, holy, perfect person, he went after the akedah, and he spent 3 years to be mechadim, to sharpen his skills. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Kol machlokes yehi l'shem shemayim sofo l'hiskayim." Any machlokes that two people have that's l'shem shemayim, if it's a machlokes l'shem shemayim, says the Mishnah, sofo l'hiskayim, it will last, it will stand. Kol machlokes yehi l'shem shemayim ain't sofo l'hiskayim. If it's not l'shem shemayim, the Mishnah says it's not going to last. I want to share with you an amazing verse that Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says, what does it mean? Machlokas l'shem shemayim will be meskayim. A machlokas, an argument that's for heaven's sake. What does that mean, l'shem shemayim? It means that they're doing it because they want to find the truth. They're arguing not because I want to put my friend down, not because I want to just argue, just to be able to argue. But I'm arguing because I want to know the truth. I want to know what's chat. I don't understand what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I have to understand it. That kind of machlokas is Rabbeinu Yonah. You know what it means when Mishnah says sofo l'hiskayim? Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaKavona Shela Olam Yishkayim Uben Machlotam. These two people, they're going to be arguing for the rest of their lives. They're always going to be arguing. They have a rock solid machlokas Hashem Shemayim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, they're going to be arguing forever. What do you mean they're going to be arguing forever? Hayom Yachogu B'davar Echad. Today they're arguing about this Tosfos. Tosfos about Chavav. This Tosfos makes... I was having a Machlokas yesterday with a guy in my class. Learning Tosfos about Chavav. They had a big fight. So today we're arguing Tosfos about Chavav. And tomorrow, Ulamacha B'davar Echad. We'll give you a Chavav on the day. We'll another Tosfos. We'll fight over there. And we'll fight over there. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this, because it seems from Rabbeinu Yonah perhaps, that it's a schus, it's a merit, because two people fought the Shem Shemayim, they'll be zolcha, they'll be merited to always fight the Shem Shemayim. What's so good about fighting the Shem Shemayim? If you fight the Shem Shemayim, we'll reach the emes. As the Rav says, mitoch ha-vikuach yizbor ha-emes. If we have vikuach, if we have a fight, we'll reach the truth. Roshim Zatzal, which I'm sure you've all heard of, once told us, and since then I read it, it was in a book, an art school book, to put down a story. Reb Chaim Moshe Grudzinski was the Gadol Hador in the time of Chofetz Chaim. Chaim Moshe, he didn't have really a yeshiva, but he had what he called a kibbutz, a group of people who learned with him. So one of the members in the kibbutz, once told Reb Chaim Moshe, he said, he's been learning there a number of years. He's joined the Talmud Chacham. He's a Talmud of Chaim Moser. And he said, Rebbe, I noticed that all of your chidushim, all of your new ideas in Torah, somehow connected to Yavamis. Does anybody know what we're supposed to learn next year? I'm learning Yavamis. Reb Chaim Moser said, the Talmud tells Reb Chaim Moser, I hear all your chidushim are connected to Yavamis. Chaim Moser smiled. We should follow the third one. Chaim Moser smiled. He said, you know something? I'll do right. Should I tell you why? I'll tell you why. There's a reason for this. Chaim Moser was a man who lived until his 90s. Chaim Moser said, many years ago, he was 18 years old. Young fella, tremendous Talmud Chacham already. And he had the opportunity to travel through Kovno. Kovno was a town. And the Kovno Rav, Avitzel Duchon Spector, was the Gadol Hador at the time. He was a very old man. So Chaim Moser, it seems like Chaim Moser was a little bit of a, I wouldn't say he's a chutzpahnik, but he was a little bit of a pushy person, you know, he made sure to get in. And after somehow or other, he ended up that the only place for him to sleep that night was Rabbi Yitzchak Chonin's house. That's where I'm sleeping. Somehow he got in there. So fine, he goes to Rabbi Yitzchak Chonin, he walks in, 12 o'clock at night, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chonin asks him, so what are you learning? See a Talmud Chacham, see a young yeshiva bacha. What are you learning? He was learning Yavamos. That night, 12, until, I don't know how long, until Shacharis perhaps, I don't know what time Shacharis was, 7:30, Christmas, however long it was, they spent the entire night talking in Yevamos, but not just talking in Yevamos, fighting in Yevamos. He was fighting like an 18-year-old guy. He was become hot, he was 18, because the Khan was Gadladar, he was a very old man. Chaim Moses spent the entire night fighting with the Yevamos. And you know what he told his Talmud? He said, that night, I became a Talmud Chacham. That night, fighting with the Ritzel Chacham inspector, that's how I became a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi said, Shavuos is coming. Right? I have Shavuos here. I am. I just want to make sure. I know where I am anymore. But anyway, Shavuos is coming. You know what happened in Shavuos? We got the Torah. You got the Torah. You got the Torah. You got the Torah. Every single person in this room, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, received the Torah. Each individual. It's your Torah. And it's your Torah. And it's your Torah. And it's your Torah also. Yes, you too. You know what that means? When you're learning with the Chavrusa, when you're learning in Shir, and you're ready to say something, and you don't understand it, it doesn't make sense. You have to ask him. You talk to the Chavrusa. You talk to someone who's learning. And you don't understand what he's saying. And you have a different idea. You think this is, that's not Pshat, this is Pshat. It's my Torah. I was never Shavuos. I was never Hashinah. I was never Matan Torah. I think that's not Pshat. I think Pshat is like this. Explain to me. How come that's not Pshat? We have an obligation not just to learn Torah. We have an obligation to be a Bailam on Torah. It's my Torah. I own it. I have an opinion about it. Could you imagine I walk into your room? You in the dorm or you live at home? You live at home. Oh, Nach Bessel. You know Nach Bessel? Closest. Imagine I walk into your room at home, I walk into your room and I start messing around with your stuff. I don't want you to put your shoes there, put your shoes over here. This is where you put your shirt, now put it over there. Can you imagine if I did that to you? You'd throw me out. You live at home, also? You would throw me as a nice table. If I mess with your stuff, you take it, what's going on? You take, this is my stuff. Torah is our stuff. This is your stuff. You have a pshat in Rashi. You have a pshat in Tosfos. You have an understanding. You think this. I think this is what. I think this is what Rashi is saying. Okay, that's your stuff. If someone tries to argue with you, you got to take issue. What are you doing with my stuff? What are you doing? This is my Torah. I was there. Maybe I'm wrong. Explain it to me. You have to explain it to me. If you can convince me I'm wrong, then I'll agree. The approach to learning Torah is to put yourself in a situation that you're mechadim in Yosef. Yitzchak was willing, and Sarah was willing to give her son Yitzchak, who knew Kala Torah Kula, but to get more mechadim, to get sharper with her friends, to be able to argue and learning with Chevra, she was willing to give him up, even though it was so hard on her. How much more so we? We're not Yitzchak. Hashem, we should be as close as we can to Yitzchak, but we're not Yitzchak. How much more so that we have to spend our time sharpening ourselves. We have to spend our time trying to understand what's the Rebbe saying. It doesn't make any sense. I don't care what he's saying. He said, this is Tratos, that can't be Tratos. I can Tratos like this. We have to take positions and we have to try to understand. And you, Baruch Hashem, you boys are blessed. And I really mean this. You boys are blessed. I'm pretty sure you don't even appreciate it. I know you don't appreciate it. You're blessed to be in a Makom Torah in a yeshiva. That this is what we do. This is what we do. This is our approach to learning. We want to be mechadim each other. I guarantee you, when I finish speaking now, one of these guys with these beards, see these rabbis, one of these rabbis is going to come over to me and say, that's not Pshat. That's not what he's saying. He's saying something. That's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. No, Rabbi Yonah is saying something else. Every time I speak, that's what happens. They'll come over to me. You know, I have a shul. I'm a rabbi the size of yeshiva. They always have a shul. Oh, if I speak in shul, you know, shul, the rabbi. You know what I mean? Sometimes I try to say it in a way that, you know, I'm talking to Bahabadim, not the yeshiva people. All I need is to have a guest, a guy from the yeshiva, or one of the boys is there for Shabbos. Just happened last 2 weeks ago. Sure enough, I spoke by Shalosh Shudas. I'm speaking by Shalosh Shudas. I'm not getting a big speech. I'm just schmoozing. Oh, I said something, I asked a question. I couldn't even say Baruch before my two guys came jumping. What are you talking about? That's not what he's saying. Look, they brought me from the two Mishnayos before. He said something else. Chad ben Yosef. My boy said, this is the greatest gift. I could just Baruch Hu bless each one of you and put you in a place. You have the opportunity and the ability to be mechade, to be sharp, to talk to your chaver in the learning, to talk to your rebbein, and to hound them. What do you mean? This is what you say, Shabbat Tosis. That's not Shabbat Tosis. I want to know. If it was important for Yitzchak, how much more so for us? You should all be zeicher. Shavuos is coming. You should be mekabel the Torah. You should be mekabel the fact that it's our Torah. Take positions. Don't give up. Let's go.